What's the best thing about being Gen Z?
The best thing?
Yeah. In your opinion?
I don't want to be Gen Z.
You don't want to be Gen Z?
Nah.
Why? Hello, what's up, people? Welcome to another exciting episode of your favorite podcast, the Sincerely Accra Podcast, of course. My name is Joseph Inti, the host who does the most. You know, brought to you, can't get to see the Gold Coast Report, that's the GCR Network. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asantefori. Exactly, yeah. Now, you know, this is our very first edition of Behind the Hits for this season. And listen, who we have in the studio is someone who is definitely, you know, synonymous to a hit, a star boy wonder. You know, listen, song came out, blew everywhere, most Shazam song in Nigeria. I mean, he has a new one out and is number 76 on the Shazam list in Nigeria, number 3 in the Ghanaian Shazam list. I mean, it's amazing. A lot of people, you know, sometimes when they come out like that, you see a one hit wonder, but it's not looking like that for this one. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited to have him here. We're going to try and get to know him a little bit better. You know, we always like to give you people the backstory, you know, the evolution, origin story, you know. Yeah. We have none other than the one and only Olive the Boy.
My bro.
What's up?
Adi. How far?
I'm good. Do people know your government name?
I think people do.
You don't care if people know?
No.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, he's called Joel, right?
Yeah.
And you actually look like a Joel.
Really?
Do you get that a lot?
I look like an olive.
Olive? Of course. Hey, share. The branding is tight. Is that olive? Anyway, yeah. I know you went to Pokiwari school. So, Yautok was your junior?
Yes.
Okay. Are you guys friends?
We are. Me and I'm not really get like some giddy, but we didn't really talk some.
You talk some. Like, okay. Yeah. But when you went to school, like, did you guys know like that you each had like musical aspirations?
Nope. I didn't know y'all talk until like the last days of my school.
When you were about to leave?
Yeah, when I was about to leave.
Okay.
I think I was about to go write chemistry the next day.
Ah, you were a science student, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, one of your lyrics, I think, was the Home Alone.
Yeah.
It's talking about how you have a high IQ.
Yeah.
We're going to get into some of your lyrics because I feel like you're gaslighting people in your lyrics. We're going to get into it. What was Opokiwari like for you? Because, you know, the first time I saw you, were on Kojo Sheldon's show. And you were so timid. I remember you were playing the piano.
Yes, it was like, you know, I was trending in school. Mm-hmm. Like, those were the last days.
You were trending?
Yes, I was trending.
Trending
in school, like in Kumasi.
Uh-huh.
I think we just made this freestyle, right?
Mm.
And then it started moving. People were posting.
Was it the Cecilia Mafu one?
No.
Which freestyle?
Where I say only you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was wearing this hoodie.
Okay.
If you look at the video, you see like Santa's location. The person used like Snapchat, so they see everything.
All right.
And then it started trending. People that get to realize that I was the one in the video, come like, oh. So that was you, because during that time we were using phones in school because we're writing it now. You know how
of
it
course,
be
of course, phone three life.
Yeah.
Everybody did some.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So I just made the freestyle, trying to go in, and then they started posting. I started flying.
Mm.
People were texting me and things.
Baby, I wanna be your commando. I want to be girly. You own my heart and you make me die. Baby, I wanna be your commando. Pretty girl, show me things I want to know. Oh, girl, you own my heart and you make me die, yeah. See, baby, you love me, the way you treat me, the way you do me. They make me wanna do this. Call on me if you need love all night, be all night. The way you love me, the way you treat me, the way you do me all day. Call on me if you need love all night. And I say
So we took advantage, started making more videos. We saw all these people commenting,
right.
Kwame MP, all those people. So they realized, you understand. So I was training during that time.
Mm.
You did get ahead. And bro, it was not music for me. Like, I knew how to write songs.
Right.
Right. But I had not really grown in the music space right during that time. So going to Sheldon, it was
quite, it was like a first time for you to do all of that.
I was like, what am I even doing here?
Really?
Why people carry me come here?
Wait, so you're telling me when you first went on the Sheldon show, you didn't have big aspirations for yourself?
Exactly. I didn't really know what I was doing at that time.
Though
I wanted to do the music thing, it was just me, a boy that could write songs.
A boy also known as Olive. but I watched a recent interview you did with Sheldon again.
Yeah.
And you were talking about how back then a lot of your shyness also had to do with your dad.
Mm.
You know, because I know your dad's a pastor.
Yeah.
And so you also felt like,
you know, like I was thinking about all of those stuff. You know what I mean? Like my parents were not like really in support.
Mm-hmm,
you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about how they see things, because I was supposed to be in school to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't find out, say, your son, they do some interviews and things. It was in me. I wanted to do it. But thinking about what people will say, what family will talk about.
Yeah.
Thinking about what people will take out of what I would even say. You understand? Mm-hmm. Like thinking about all those like backlash and stuff.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it was hard for me.
It's a lot of pressure. That's why people do like, you know, media training interviews, and you, it's like they just thrust you into it because your video is trending.
You get.
I get. Because now I'm seeing there's a lot more confidence.
Yeah,
that's more welcoming.
Yeah.
But I also know your whole family sings, apparently. So are people like move yard, and then somebody starts, then you start coming. You guys sing together and stuff.
I swear down. There are a couple of times where I did see my mommy write songs.
Oh, your mother writes?
I was listening to songs from my own mom, like they were cassettes.
Oh, so she recorded? So that's
she's
where it comes
to the
from.
Studio with my dad all together, like on one song. So, like, you can imagine.
Both your parents are on the track together. It's the Beyonce and Jay-Z line. Oh, that's really cool. Okay, because you know, I saw your mom at the unveiling. She came on stage.
If you watch the video, you can see that I made a little bit of a mistake.
Why? What happened?
Because I was shocked.
You didn't expect her to come?
I didn't expect her to be on the stage right now.
Wow. So wait, what was that like? You know, the resistance and then from resistance to support, what was that like? Because definitely you're supposed to be in school, and now they are seeing trending videos of you. So I'm sure they'll call you. Dad being up, like, what was all of that conversation like?
They will call, of course. They called because when I went to school, right, Legon, the only thing I was thinking about was music, how I would record, how I would get my music out there. So I just started doing things with my producer. I went to the studio, like slept there for like a whole week or two. I didn't leave for school.
Is when you were in Legon.
Yes.
Hey.
You understand?
You were not going for classes.
Nobody even knew I was doing such a thing. My mom didn't. My dad didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she had told me to stop because she knew I was trending. You know, she knew I was trending. She told me to stop. But Charlie, for me, for my head inside, nah. Because she even wanted me to wait and not go to school that year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she wanted me to wait and then go the next year. But me, I knew what I wanted to do in Accra. I knew the people I wanted to meet in Accra. So I just forced my head. I mean, I go do some forms and things, you get, like, enter school.
So you don't live in Accra?
No, I was not living in
at that time.
Yeah.
Okay. You were in Kumasi.
I was in Sunyani at
Sunyani. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Sunyani. I know Yuzbet Hotel.
Yuzbet Hotel. Hey, bad boy.
I know Sunyani. Yeah. Okay. But you know, I'm also aware that you are in tech. So how does that work? You are in University of Ghana and you are in tech at the same time.
So, you know, I'll be science student.
Yes.
Science student. So I did do business for Lake. And I'm like, no, I wanted to do engineering, anything engineering at all. So then I just have to go back to another school, you understand, and just do the engineering there.
So have you left Legon?
Mm-mm. I deferred.
Oh, you deferred Legon?
Yeah, both schools.
Both of them you've deferred. Yeah. As I say, you are doing the music full time.
Yeah,
I love that courage for you. Like, you are taking a chance on yourself, Mwa.
Somebody would say that's some huge risk, but I feel like I know what I hold.
I mean, in 2024, any risks are was it those days? It's a go to school. But now we've seen people who didn't go to school and making it. So it's like, it's not much of a risk anymore because you can always go back.
Exactly.
How did, at which point of your life did you discover that you had a voice?
Long ago.
I kid you.
I just knew I could sing. My mommy self told me before, when they gave birth to my sis, right, I would go to school, come back, and then, like, come sing for her, go back to school.
For the baby?
During break. Yeah.
Hey.
And I'm 2 years older than her. So you can imagine when.
So you don't remember the kind of songs you were singing?
No, I don't remember.
What's your sister's name?
Miriam.
So Miriam, dear. And then when did you pick up the piano? The piano.
I think that was in primary, somewhere in class six.
Did you go to classes for it, or you just, you know, picked it up?
I kind of just, but I got schooled.
You got schooled by someone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When he realized I could do something.
You could do it. Yeah. Oh, okay. I see.
That was like my teacher in primary school.
In primary school?
Yeah.
What was the first thing that you learned to play on the piano? Okay.
First thing was Do Re Mi, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Do Edie. You know the sound of music? You know that's music?
Hello.
You do? We are sure.
Yeah.
You're a musician, so I'm sure you're very... But anyway, you've also said that you are heavily inspired by... a lot of Nigerian artists and music because you said they have complex melodies, right?
Yeah.
Which I see in your music a lot.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. Your first EP, somebody said you say tangerine, not tangerine.
Yes,
it's tangerine. Why?
Because in Kumasi we say tangerine.
That's what they say. Yeah. It's tangerine. Yeah, that your first EP, Tangerine, was very, very strong.
Mm.
Yeah, like I said, I discovered you on Sheldon's show, and then I watched it. I listened to it, and I was like, "Oh, I like Boys. I like Only You."
Only the first one. They were all freestyles.
Freestyles.
Yeah, they were all.
You didn't write
except
it
except all on you.
Really?
They were all freestyles in school. In school.
As in, somebody put the camera in your face and just started.
Oh, not really. But I wrote them.
Okay.
I wrote them not for studio, but to just make people know what I hold, you understand? You need to be posting freestyles like as somebody that want to become an artist.
Right.
Yeah, they advise for that. Don't just see them so they talk. You go by any page, you see a lot of freestyles.
Right.
You sign up. You understand? Yeah. So all the inspirations make her write songs.
Yeah, because even Rema, like they discovered Rema through freestyle. I know even Tenny does a lot of freestyling on her page.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then so...
It was only All On You that I wrote in the studio.
Cry, yo. Baby, your matter define. You know me, no matter the hour. Baby, you know man go fight, no. Amma, tell me why your body so warm. Amma, tell your body make her feel it or no. Amma, tell me what you eat, I want, no. Amma, tell the run me where she know they go. Baby, fire, oh baby, fire. The kind desire, she fit to conjure. She know the tire, she tell my wire. She knows that she dey make them man go low. Everything I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So transitioning from when you went on Sheldon's show and you're like, why am I here? Blah, blah, blah. To actually deciding that, you know what? I'm going to do this thing. What changed?
I think the only thing that changed, the only thing I can say is I've grown.
You've grown?
Yeah.
Well,
I've grown, Charlie. I've grown.
You said on Nana Mama Brown's show that... You always knew you could sing, but the reason why you actually started singing was because of heartbreak. Somebody did something to you. Some girl did something to you. Is it true?
Not heartbreak.
But like she showed you or something?
No, she made me fall.
Ah.
Yeah. I wrote when I was like 16 years or something.
6 years?
Yeah.
That's when you started writing?
Yeah, I wrote like something when I was six.
Wow.
Mm.
Hey, 6 years near here, police and thief.
It was something when I was six, five. I don't think remember, but like, let me swear. You understand? Yeah.
Oh,
I see. And I remember singing to my mom like it was yesterday. My mom and my grandma.
I see.
Standing in the same place.
So, Olive the boy, you came to that name because you like green.
Green.
Okay. But what were the other options that you played with before you settled on Olive the boy?
The other options?
Yeah.
Joey Merritt.
Joey Merritt.
Okay. You see how funny this sounds.
No, but you know, that's the thing about names. So because that's the name that you use, it sounds funny.
It was crazy. Like, it was hard finding names. I'm like, bro, I'm not good at it.
But what was the thinking behind Joey Merritt? Like, what have you merited?
I don't get it. Like, it was the pressure. I don't know. Maybe the pressure or something. I just chose names. Now we go like K this, K that. I'm like, right. Nah, bro. Make I just choose Olive. Because me, they tell me, say they choose Joe instead of Olive. I never like him anyway. So if I have the chance, make I just choose him for myself.
Yeah.
Now I have the chance to choose a name for myself.
I see.
And then Olive. And okay. Then I added the boy. Initially, I wanted to give the boy to a friend of mine. Because like,
is he your best friend, the producer?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he's also a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he goes by K Burner now. So I wanted him to add the boy to his name. It was one different name before he started using K Burner. I told him to add it because we're all like people that knew how to write songs, how to sing, how to rap, you know, in the same chamber in school.
Right.
You understand? Yeah. So I just told him that, bro, add this, it would be nice. So, you know, take him. I'm like, bro, Olive said it be given to girls mostly, predominantly. So make I just use them for myself.
Actually, true. Olive. Oh, so Olive, is that why you boy. Added the boy? Yeah. So like, is that Olive, but it's not a girl, it's the boy. okay, now it makes sense. Okay. So what are some of the or who are some of the artists that you listened to when you were coming up that really inspired how you sing and how you know, your lyricism and stuff like that? I know you mentioned Simi and Ricardo Banks,
yes,
but that wasn't like an old interview. Is it still the same?
Yeah, them. Mr. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Promise. Oh, they're Bonjo.
Them Bonjo. So Simi, Ricardo Banks, Kim Promise, Mr. Easy.
Mr. Easy, Runtown.
Okay.
You know, all those people.
Do you have any Western influences?
Western. Listen, I'm not sure. I was not really.
You were not really into that.
I was not really into that.
And that's why people say that.
It was
What do they call that? Yeah, 5 beats party or something like that.
Party.
Yeah, and that's why people say you sound Nigerian.
I guess.
Because, you know, I was actually listening to your song on the way here, your EP, and I realized there's a lot of like, omoge,
the thing about me is I'm not afraid of being different. You understand? I'm not afraid of copying.
Copying?
I'm not afraid of that.
You know, someone like Kwame Eugene gets a lot of flack when they say
he's
always...
It depends on how you copy, actually. You get... it depends on how you incorporate. Because, you hear the Nigerians saying Odo, you hear them say
Abena.
Odo, Abena,
Shito.
You understand? It's because they are trying to get into your market.
Oh, okay. And so you are going to agree that it's also strategic.
It's also strategic. Exactly. That'd be why you go find songs where I go talk J, for instance. You go hear songs I go talk Nakupenda, for instance.
Yeah, Soweto.
Because you understand. Because where that some places.
So your EP came out in 2021, Tangerine.
Yeah.
It was produced by Beats Vampire.
Yeah.
Where you down for?
It's like my brother.
Because I feel like he does a lot of your music, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like all of them.
What
all the songs I put out was produced by
him, right? How did you guys meet?
So this Gen something. I think Sheldon posted me
after
the
interview
where I was playing the
piano.
And he reached out. Yeah, he hit me up, and then I just went to the studio. We started working.
What would you say, like Tangerine? What was the message of that EP, or what were you trying to communicate?
I was just trying to let Ghana know that there's a boy that's versatile.
There's a boy that's versatile, and his name is Olive. Do you think you fulfilled that?
I think I did, because Tangerine didn't really do good. But for somebody we no drop project before, to drop 5 songs and get those numbers, it was crazy.
Right.
1 2 1 2 3 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 1 2 1 2 3 1 2 3 4 Hey Shorty, hey Shorty, baby, wine for me. Wine for me, baby, concentrate. Baby, wine that thing. Hey Shorty, hey Shorty, baby, wine for me. Wine for me, baby, concentrate. Baby, wine that thing. Baby, I've been walking in your neighborhood. Tell you once I want to get to deja vu. Tell me what you want, I know the boy gon' do. Baby, do fine. Baby, I've been walking in your neighborhood. Tell you once I want to get to deja vu. Tell me what you want, I know the boy gon' do. Baby, do fine. Girl, your back, I got me slow, slow. Baby, for no. Baby, need a thermo, thermo. Baby, got a back, I so bingy. Baby, do fine.
And then in 2023, you dropped Havana.
Yes.
Right. Okay, what does that stand for? Havana.
Havana.
Yeah.
Havana. They stand for. It's an abbreviation.
Sir.
Yeah.
Havana.
Yeah.
Tell me, what does it stand for?
All.
All.
Venice.
Venice.
Yes. Planet.
Planets. Okay. Okay. Venus.
And
okay.
Why is it in Venus?
All. Okay. All Venice. Uh huh.
And no assholes.
No
assholes.
Assholes. What does that mean?
Mm.
All planets, no assholes.
No, look at them that way.
No, but it has to have a meaning.
It does. It does.
Tell us.
You know, Venice, like the planet, mm-hmm, actually mm-hmm. represents love.
Love. Oh, okay.
And good stuff.
Okay.
You understand? And you know, a-ho.
Yeah, okay. Also, like,
you know, Venice also sounds like a-ho mentioned or said in another way.
Okay. I don't see it, but you are just...
You don't see it.
Venice.
So, Venice.
Okay. Anus. We get say everything it. On this show. Don't worry.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay, yeah.
So, it sounds like that.
Okay.
So, it was just me trying to play
okay.
with words. But the whole thing is, you see, on the EP, you don't find any bad stuff.
On Havana.
On the EP. You know, go find any bad song. I don't know who listens.
Oh,
to
that's what
song.
You mean, bad song. Of course, no bad song. No.
So it's just all good songs. No,
mm-hmm,
bad songs.
Mm-hmm.
Just
that's it. There are no skips.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. The first time I listened to it, there are no skips. And then when I listened to the deluxe two, the two that you have added,
Ninina Chimami.
So yeah. The artwork on.
Mm-hmm.
Havana, yeah. Not the deluxe, right? It's like you are on the cover and like they are shining some lights on you and like this,
yeah,
right? What was that trying to interpret? Like, oh my god, stardom, I'm not ready. Is that what it is? Is that what it's giving?
Oh no, you see, you saw the planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You saw the planet, it was just the planet showing me so many good stuff that I feel like I could not handle at that time.
The future is bright, yeah, baby, sir.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, and then now with the deluxe, it's you looking in the mirror.
Yeah, man.
And in the reflection in the mirror is like you are bust up.
Yeah, man.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, man.
Hey. I like it. Man. When you first dropped Havana, I saw that you were promoting Jay.
Jay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jay was dropped way before the Havana thing.
Man don't lie low. And if I can't say, then go feel out. Then go no say, come a bad man don't blow. Let me send the moon far away. Send the moon far away. Put the money on show now, them locked up. Man I go swag on a taco. Them no say, if them try me, nah ya wah oh, no try me, sha. I be your god, no why me, oh my brother, oh no why me, sha. Let me send the cruise out away. Be the monster, they always are. Money is on show now, them locked up. Man, I go swag on that. When them won't see me pass.
Oh, okay, so
it was dropped in December and then Havana in April.
Oh, okay. But you also said in interviews that, you know, Good Sin was not the song that you guys thought was gonna.
It was the focus track.
Okay.
But it was not the song we wanted.
Which song did you want?
Oh, me, I wanted Havana. I wanted NBA.
That's my favorite.
Right.
You'll never be alone.
Exactly. Like, if that song enter for me, like, yeah. Ah, God.
Tables turn, would you eat what you serving? The way you make up fall in love, is that the same way you love me? Tell me, girl, anytime I close my eyes, I go to see you. I go to touch pretty girls and I go see you. I know more touchy but us, girl, I go see you. Be like you are my horror movie.
You'll never be alone, alone. Don't be alone. You'll never rise so low, so low.
God.
No,
some,
yeah.
Some of the people on my team too, they wanted to stay.
Stay,
some
yeah.
Some too wanted, what's it called? J.
J, yeah, right.
360, yeah. All of them. So but we knew deep down that good thing
of life. Yeah, no, but Stay has that very Ghanaian vibe to it. Mm-hmm. I feel like the way, if you're talking about all your tracks, the very Ghanaian vibe, I get it from Stay quite a lot.
Yeah,
every man. All the other ones, I did a very, very Niger.
No, no. Even though she say body bad, she dey pray for me. All the bad things in the country, she say she go dey for me. Oh no, calling night, oh why I yo? Where my baby, oh why I yo? Say my love no lie yo. Baby look at me, then I tell a girl I go dey love you for life or for you. I go dey like you to see mom you. But she said fire go fit to fit for. Where you tell her nobody go try not. Say do you want to go? She say no. Why you feel so low? You dey fear I'll go. Maybe do you want to go? She say no. Why you feel so low? You dey fear I'll go. Promise in your mobile can be a mean day, baby. Only you go stay, baby. I give assurance, baby. Only you go there. Say you will never go far away. No, no. Only you go stay, baby. I give assurance, baby. Only you go there. Say you will never go far away. Only you go stay. Only you go stay. Only you go stay.
But you know, one thing I believe is that Ghanaians, we are not a monolith. Like, I think one of the things that is happening now, which is started by Wizkid's rants recently, is like we expect the same kind of music from our artists.
That's
we don't
the
allow
thing.
Them to
That's
grow.
The
so
the
even
thing.
The whole comparison about, oh, he sounds Nigerian and stuff, sometimes I don't really lean into it because what is a Ghanaian supposed to sound like when they do music? You know what I mean?
I don't.
Because it's all about your inspirations.
Exactly.
So I don't even know. Okay, so what was the inspiration behind dropping a deluxe instead of going into album mode? Because you had such a big year last year.
Yeah, man. You see the way you like NBA?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there are people that like NBA that want other people to know NBA.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There are people that like Stay. That come to me like, bro, stay. Why is it that you let Stay? You get what I mean? So we try to put two songs, right? And then if those songs like blow, people will go back to the other songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Havana had like very, very, very beautiful songs. You know, and we feel like they deserve to be heard.
Mm.
Right. So we just put two songs on to get people to go back to all those songs.
True. Because I mean, given how large you've gotten, it's like, okay, you guys know Good Sin,
yeah.
But Good Sin is on a project that has other songs.
Check it out. Yeah.
I see. Have you had the opportunity to meet Ira Stiet?
Why is everybody asking me this question?
You've gone on every single interview and told everybody that's your crush. You even said somewhere that you made Good Sin for Ira Stiet.
That's what you for.
You well, you said she inspired the song.
Inspired.
Have you met? Because I know you went to Nigeria. Did a little, you know, tour. Did you meet her?
No.
Not yet.
No, it was not necessarily for meetups and stuff. Mm. We just wanted to go show love to
the people for the support, yeah.
And stuff like that for the support.
Oh yeah, but maybe some you could have run into it. That's what I'm asking.
But there was not much time.
There wasn't much time, man.
There was not much time.
But you are really working. You were recently I think the show that you did with, is it Akon's brother?
Hmm.
Was it the O-Live?
O-Live, yeah.
Yeah, talk about that. What was that like?
It was good. It was good. You know, it was my very first like major concert.
Major concert.
So I got quite nervous. I got nervous in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I hit the stage, and I saw the crowd. I saw all those people like Mr. Jew, like Kidi, Andy Dusty. You see, all those people came.
Yeah.
And that made me feel like, oh, there is support. And all these people actually believe in you. Just kill it.
Yeah.
You get it? So I just did what I could. My mom came on stage, you know, all those very beautiful memories. You get it? And then.
What's it like when you're on stage and people are singing your lyrics that you wrote?
Yeah.
Right.
What was it like?
What's it like people are singing it back to you? You feel like you're on top of the world.
It's nice. It's a very, very nice feeling. It makes you feel like, yes, I am doing this thing right.
Yeah, you're touching people. Yeah.
This thing right. Yeah.
So aside that one, you were recently on Darko Vibes show concert. Yeah, you performed on that stage.
Mm.
And I've seen that you were also performing on, was it?
Indomie Fest.
Was that the one with Kim Promise and Wendy Shay?
Oh no, that's Dankfest.
Dankfest. Uh-huh. Has it happened already?
No.
It's yet to happen.
It's yet to.
Yeah, like almost every time I open Instagram, you're booked somewhere.
Hey.
So I want to ask, what's like one, the first time you made like a really good paycheck from this music, whatever, what's something the most expensive you have gotten for yourself?
For myself, it's a car.
A what?
A car.
Hey. Yeah, no. okay. Yeah, it's necessary, you know. It's necessary.
Yeah.
Because we do for Uber, say somewhere.
Yeah. So.
No, it's definitely necessary. So now that you've released the deluxe, and you know, I also saw that you're about to do an East African tour. In April. Is that still happening?
I think it's been postponed.
It's been postponed.
Yeah, because of a few things. But we'll share different dates. Different dates very soon.
Okay. Do you have like a pre-show or pre-stage routine? Like before you go on, something that you do to prepare?
No, not really. I'm just this. I pray to God. I just enter stage.
That's all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just let the crowd do their thing.
All right.
We dance on stage small and we come out.
And I've seen these days you're really doing choreo power.
Asylum.
I'm seeing you're really like, no, I like
important,
it. I've seen, because even at your unveiling, like that stage performance was really good.
Yeah, man.
And it's for me, I can see the difference because I'm always going to refer to the first time I saw you on Sheldon's show.
Sheldon show.
And I remember when you were playing your EP, they said you should get
people
up and dance.
Go back and go and watch.
It's good. It's a story.
But I feel like it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
You realize the growth. Even in my stage performances, I didn't realize the growth. You understand? The more you do it, the more you get like experience. The more you get used to it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay, I want us to get into.
It will be an inspiration to all those people that.
Exactly. That's why I keep talking about it. Because, you know, if you want something really, really like. It's how much you want something will determine the work you put in to get you where you are, right?
Yeah,
exactly. I want us to get into the EP. We're going to go song by song.
Okay.
But before that, I just wanted to ask, what's the process of song making for you? Do you get the beat first or do you write the lyrics first? Or what's that? What's the process?
Both be cool. But mostly I want to be there in the studio.
And you listen to the beats first.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to be there in the studio. People do send me beats, but you know, if you send me beats, it mostly they take time
for me to
get it back to you, like get this back to you when I'm in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Because every single thing in the beat inspires me.
Okay. So song number one, Asylum.
Mm.
Christ! If you see the way the girl vibe, no, oh, girl vibe. She got me tripping like a fool, baby, you're mine. No doubt, biggie never lie like me. Cause I no go like to wound a girl. Make her no go fight and blow your head, oh. I go fit to make you want to run. Me, I go fit scatter everywhere. In another life, you are my babe. And I no go like to ever live. Every other life, girl, I go there. Whenever you are, girl, I go live with you, baby. Don't drop me, don't drop me. I'ma get that you up, want something from. Don't drop me out, yeah. Only you there on my soul. You make a just a lose my night. You make a just a, oh, no, no. You make a just a lose my night. Oh, you make a just a,
oh, God.
The way you make I love you too much, I swear.
Believe me, go over you. If you try, go, you go fire on too. Now asylum, go be your best friend. You go 10 patients for asylum.
This song, when I listen to it, I'm jamming and jamming. I realize that you are literally warning someone that if they leave you, they are going to go to the mental hall.
Yes, it'd be like that.
This would be a no threat.
Yes. Yeah, because, yeah. Bro, it's not easy. It'll not be easy to love again.
After.
Understand. Wow. And when you go through so many heartbreaks, you feel like, nah, this one can't be like the other one.
Is that the case for you?
Yeah.
That you've gone through many heartbreaks.
Many.
Sir.
Yeah, so many.
Olive.
So many.
How many? So many heartbreaks. You're very young.
It don't necessarily be love, like, as okay. A relationship.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Different kind. Like, somebody different stole your meat, heartbreak.
Yes.
Okay, stuff you like know, that. Okay,
like,
okay.
If you take my coke, I'll free fight you. You understand?
Okay, so do you want to give us a little freestyle of Asylum?
Of Asylum.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem. Right.
If you see the way the girl fine, oh, girl fine, she got me tripping like a fool, baby, you're mine, no doubt, make you never lie like me, cause I no go like to wound a girl, make I no go find time, blow your head, oh, I go fit to make you want to run, me I go fit scatter everywhere, in another life you are my babe, and I no go like to ever live. Every other life, girl, I go day. See, whenever you are, girl, I go live with you, babe. Don't drop me, don't drop me. Oh, my girl, now you are want something from. Don't drop me, oh, yeah.
The vocals are clear. The vocals are clear. Yeah, let them know.
Yeah,
no, bro. No, right now, like, vocals to me up.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you didn't need.
Yeah, you didn't need. Okay, now, Home Alone.
My IQ level is Gucci, ah. As I see, say, she don't catch me cheating, oh, I can't lie. As it, baby, I want you to know, oh, what I don't come on my eyes, yeah. Four bottles in a roll, I drink but you don't trust me. I'm on my own, Lord, you know.
Alone is the one where I say I think like you are gaslighting the girl. You said a girl caught you cheating, but because your IQ is good, you're not gonna let her know. So what's the message?
It's not my story.
It's
not my story. It'd be somebody's story.
Whose story is that? You are the writer.
Yes, but I write inspired by my experiences and people's
experiences.
Yeah.
So what's the message of that song? That if I cheat, don't leave me because I don't want to be home alone. Is that the message?
Nope. The message is, I'm home alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not with any girl right now. So don't think I'm with any girl.
Even though there's a precedence that...
Even though, yes. So the whole story be about somebody tipping your girl off that... you have somebody in your house. You understand? That's what I'm saying. It's not my story. It's somebody's story.
Yeah. Okay, you would be fun to
start. Yeah, man.
And then my favorite, honestly, 360. Oh my God. The part where you name the names.
Anita
Carofilomina. Anita Carofilomina. Right?
Yeah.
can tell a bad man love story. Make a bad man won't try love me. Ain't nothing where your lover no go find for you.
I got a lot of girls on my most type. Now only you be nice with me. I met so many girls in my whole life. Now only you be nice on this. Now you make a lose any day, someone. In a day gone, gone day, someone. I got a lot of girls. Can you worry me with a lot of their nonsense? I need a car, feel on me. Baby, my up alone, my only Sunita. Slow, I'm 360. Caro Filomena, baby, my only Sunita. Fly you go so wet. Now you make a tell about a man love story.
See, the melody is not there. Oh, I really enjoy it. Good. I really enjoy that. Can you just do that part for me? Anita Caro Filomena. Guys, just listen to this part.
Anita Caro Filomena. Baby, my Obolona, my only Sunita.
Come on.
Slow and 360. Caro Filomena. Baby, my Obolona, my only Sunita. Fly, you go so eto.
Yeah, man.
Of course. And then we come to Good Sin. My favorite lyric in Good Sin is Shabody don't come and come my lover.
Make it to you ever my lover.
I say my blessing. Baby come on. Good Sin, Good Sin. No be passing. Good Sin, Good Sin. No be passing. Good Sin. Alhamdulillah. Baby blessing. Good Sin. Baby come on. Good Sin, Good Sin. Come on. Good Sin.
Come on.
And I say for my blessing, baby, come on. Good sing, good sing. No be bad sing.
Yeah, hey, alhamdulillah. And then there's Stay, the people's favorite. Stay,
yeah.
Give them Stay. Give them Stay. Let's promote the whole EP today.
Okay. See.
Call a night, oh, I you. Where my baby, oh, I you. Say my love, no lie, lie, you. Baby, look at me. Then I tell a girl, I go, they love you for life, I fall for you. I go, they like you to see mom, you. But she said, fire go fit to fit, fall, fall, fall. Yeah, tell her, nobody go try, no say, do you want to go? She say, no, why you feel so low? You dey fear I'll go. And baby, do you want to go? She say, no, why you feel so low? You dey fear I'll go.
Come on.
Only you go stay, baby. I give assurance, baby. Only you go there. Say you never go far away. No, no. Only you go stay, baby. I give assurance, baby. Only you go there. Say you will never go far away.
No, that's really nice. Oh,
yeah,
no, your lyricism is amazing.
Yeah.
No, because you know, it reminds me of not way back when, you know, Lord Kenya and those people were like, I feel like songwriting was really different back then. And I feel it's coming again with you, you know. I mean, there are artists who have great lyrics and songwriting skills. And it's good to see that, like, even with the new crop, there's still people that, like, are pushing the pen.
I'm somebody that really pays attention to, like,
lyrics. Ah, you're nice, so.
Yeah,
and the next song is Jay. What is Jay saying?
Jay is just trying to tell you, I'm that guy.
I'm that guy.
You understand? I'm that guy. It'd be song for you to just boast. Just boast.
You are HIM.
I'm him.
Like, you're him. Yeah, I said HIM. And then confession. What are you confessing on confession?
Confession. Oh, okay. So, it's just like, you know, you did bad and you're sorry. You know what I mean? You're trying to say you would not do it again. You just need one more chance, that kind of thing.
So that's your Asha Raymond moment.
Thank you.
Baby, please, don't you leave a fucked up bed, I'm sorry. Can't you see I cannot leave you go and then I'm done. Baby, please make you no leave a mess up, but I'm sorry. My diva, oh my. 6 o'clock. Show me what them day, girl, the time she said you love me. I miss them happy days, pillow fights at 6 o'clock. My confession days are now until the day you find it in your heart to be with me. Your forgiveness is enough for me to stay. When I look above you, nothing better. Write a letter, show me that you miss me.
I see. Okay, so I want you to explain the signing to Sony Colombia. Like, what is it? Is that your record label? Is that your distribution?
It's actually, how do I say this? You could say it's a licensing deal.
Licensing? Mm. What does licensing mean? Yes, no, you have to see. Let me say it. You have to educate us. I don't do music. So when they say like, because you know when they say, oh, Olive has been signed to Sony, people have this understanding that like, that's your record label, right? But I don't think
you could say that. You could say
you
that.
You could say that.
Because yeah, the whole point is to work on projects, mm-hmm. you know, and then get them marketed outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
outside.
Okay.
And even down to this.
Right.
To this space too. You understand? So that's the whole
thing. Okay. I saw you, you know, moving around with Kim Maddie.
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna do a track together?
Of course.
That's your label mates, right?
We're on the track together.
Yep. Is it out?
It's not out.
It's not
it
out.
It will
yet.
Be out this year.
Yeah, no, I fuck with Kim Maddie heavy.
Amongst like
ole, so many. Ole.
That girl's mad.
You know, I'm just imagining your voice and hers.
Oh, you like it.
Ebe
you
will
love it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, there's something.
Is it going to be on the album?
No, it's going to be like a single kind of thing.
When will you, when is your album coming? That's what I want to know. It's like, what EP? Power your EP.
Yeah,
EP,
they
EP
like
deluxe.
Numbers, you know.
What
you
are
know.
You waiting for?
Okay, so. You want to know when it's coming?
Look, you don't have to say anything. Your management has not when approved. But are you working on an album?
What?
Are you working on an
of
album?
Course.
Okay. I think I'll just take that answer. I don't want you to put a date out and buy an affidia.
Yeah, I could try for you guys. It's just that if I go home, they don't go buy food for me. So
hey. Like what does that mean? All right. So Ghana Music Awards, 3 nominations. How you feel about that?
I feel very grateful, actually. I feel like I've been appreciated,
mm-hmm.
even though I was expecting some more.
No, but more.
Yeah.
Like which other ones? Because you have best new artist, best Afrobeat song, popular song of the year. Which other ones were you thinking you were going to be in?
EP.
Oh yeah. Actually. Oh wow.
You get
Yeah. Yeah. But okay. So all these 3 nominations. Which one do you? Like, we mini pa
new artist of the year.
New artist of the year. Hey. Because me, honestly, I feel like popular song of the year is yours.
Yeah.
I feel like.
You feel like.
And one farm in Tiasio. Yeah. Are you serious? That song was everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I'm feeling.
Everywhere. Good thing was everywhere.
Good thing was definitely everywhere. You know, you put a lot of meaning behind your artwork and stuff like that. Would you say that you are an artist that's very intentional about the way you present your art?
Yeah.
Why do you think that's important?
I feel like you know music is actually very, very spiritual,
mm-hmm.
you get, and very impactful,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So when you when you're doing something, you have to make sure there's meanings to all of it. Make nobody put meanings to harm
to for,
for
you,
you know.
Okay.
What I mean? You put meanings to whatever you do, you understand, and tell them, oh, this is why I did this. You get that's the whole thing.
I see. Okay, so at this point in the interview, we're going to do what we call hot button questions. Just 4 questions. Off center kakra, just for fun.
Where's the hot button?
Hot. She's like hot. Yes, she went. Hey, please don't touch.
But there's no button.
So question number 1: what's your biggest fear?
Biggest fear that I will lose touch with God.
That you lose touch with God.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you really want to stay grounded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What would you say are some of the things that you do to make sure you're still grounded in your faith?
Prayers.
Amen.
Prayers.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Yeah, prayers.
Quiet time.
I mean,
quiet
it's
time.
Me and God. You understand? This is me and God.
Okay.
I need to talk to God more.
Mm. I see. All right. Question number two. What's the best thing about being Gen Z?
The best thing?
Yeah. In your opinion?
I don't want to be Gen Z.
You don't want to be Gen Z?
Nah.
Why? Who pen te meni? Ask your managers. I'm sure they are millennials. It's not all that is sold to me.
I was actually told this.
When is like, you know how like you, when you do your business, you have to be out late at night. You want to go home.
Gen Z, I don't really know what's so pretty about being Gen Z.
Really?
But I think the only thing that's good now is, you know, things are flexible now between like parents and
mom.
Yeah,
because you know, our time it was so difficult to convince our parents to venture in some of these spaces. Yeah, so you guys are really leading the charge.
Yeah, I know people that have parents as their managers.
Yes,
because
right now,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, so, hey mom, it's true. What could we be?
The flexibility.
The probably. Flexibility.
Yeah.
Okay. So, gun to your head. Mm-hmm. If you had to sing a song right now, just. So you say you cool. What song is gonna come out of your head?
Asylum.
Yeah. Really? Promotion mode is just Asylum.
I beg you. Asylum. No other song.
Yeah. Who are some of the artists that you're listening to right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
All of them. Because I pick a lot from everybody. Mm. You know, everybody. Rappers, you know. Singers, like everybody out there. So I just listen. And you know, as a musician, you need to be able to listen while somebody that you want to pick small things. Yeah, because the best artists, they copy and become unique.
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
Yeah, William, I would say instead of copy, they are inspired by.
Copy.
Inspired by. I don't like that copy thing.
You don't like it.
Yeah, because you know, people say
you are copying.
There's no like original thought. There's no almost everything has been done before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, copy it.
Inspired. Anyway, okay, so our last question for you, Olive. What is one thing you want Ghanaians to understand about you and your artistry?
About me and my artistry. Yeah. That I'm going to like surprise you guys all the time.
You're going to keep surprising us.
Yeah. There's going to be all those times that I bring something different that makes you feel like, where did I find this? You know? And people that pay attention to my lyrics, like you said. People that pay attention to my lyrics always know that I put so much work into that, you know? And so I make sure I talk about like stuff that are very, very relatable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I write out of experience. So you're just supposed to expect very, very good stuff from me. Like, you know, all the collaborations, you know, you see me on all those stages, all those
we're waiting.
Very, very big stages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the projects are coming.
Are you performing at Ghana Music Awards? Or you can't
I want to.
You want to?
I don't know if I am yet, but I want to.
If you're wearing my Ghana Music Awards, I need you to wow us.
Don't worry.
Yeah, don't wear jackets that you didn't rehearse to wear. So that when it's time for you to sing, nothing I will stop our Christian jackets in this row. That's your first time on the stage. I'm just saying, it's your first time. Ghana Music Awards. Anyway, guys, that's our interview with Olive the Boy. We had such a great time. Olive, where can they find you on social media?
Social media, like everywhere. Olive the Boy.
Olive the Boy.
Yeah, man.
So basically follow him on social media and see where Olive the Boy is going next, because Olive the Boy, he's moving and you want to make sure you are on the train so you're not getting left behind. Yeah, right? Do you have like a tagline? Because I don't want you to be like, Chris!
Oh, the Chris be my producer.
Your producer, Beast Vampire?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Vampire.
But you don't have any...
My tagline. I don't really have a tagline.
You don't have something? Yeah. Okay. So when you say Olive the Boy, you say... Maba. Hey guys,
there will be one for sure.
Alright sure. Guys, that's our interview with Olive the Boy. Once again, it's been Sincerely Accra with your host Josephine T. Yes, of course. And this is Behind the Hits, where we delve into some of the biggest hits that come out of this country and you know what the people are doing to get to these places. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you leave a comment, share this interview. If you are, you know, finding out about Olive the Boy today, which is very impossible. Or some people say, well, I've heard the song, I didn't know it was him. Anyway, share it, let people know about him and support the music, support the arts, and support the effort. Because I always tell you guys, listen, we're very talented in this country, but if we can only focus on talking about the good things, not the negative things, we can push the arts very, very far. We've done it before and we can do it again. It's Sincerely Accra, brought to you kind courtesy of the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network. Quick shout out to Kwame Asante-Ofori, my co-creator and producer. Yeah, keep checking for us because it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. Catch you on the next one.
If you see the way the girl vibe, no, no girl vibe. She got me tripping like a fool, baby, you're mine. No doubt, biggie never lie like me. Cause I don't go like to wound a girl. Make her no go fine, gon' blow your head, oh. I go fit to make you want to run. Me, I go fit scatter everywhere. In another life, you are my babe. And I don't go like to ever live. Every other life, girl, I go there. Whenever you are, girl, I go live with you, baby. Don't drop me, don't drop me. I'm okay that you have want something fine. Don't drop me, oh yeah. Only you there on my soul. You make a just lose my night. Lose my night. You make a just oh no, no. You make a just lose my night. Oh, oh. You make a just oh God. The way you make I love you too much, I swear. If you leave me, go over you. If you try, go, you go die long. Now asylum, go be your best friend. You go 10 patients for asylum. If you leave me, go over you, baby. If you try, go, you go die young, baby. Now asylum, go be your best friend. You go 10 patients for asylum. Baby, I swear, I know you know that I don't care. Whatever happened, no, I don't. If your love will be the death of me, no hard and I say, me, don't spare me, babe, don't spare me, babe. No way, no way, baby. No coupon, no babe. I know say everything will feature now, pray. In another life, you are my babe. And I no go like to ever live. Every other life, girl, I go there. Whenever you are, girl, I go live with you, baby. Don't drop me, don't drop me. I'm okay that you have want something from. Don't drop me, oh yeah. Only you there on my soul. You make a just lose my night. You make a just oh no, no. You make a just lose my night. Oh, oh, oh. You make a just oh God. The way you make I love you too much, I swear. If you leave me, go over you. If you try, go, you go die long. Now asylum, go be your best friend. You go 10 patients for asylum. If you leave me, go over you, baby. If you try, go, you go die young, baby. Now asylum, go be your best friend. You go 10 patients for asylum.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.